Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Thank you so much for listening this morning. We're watching these storms in our area, which is so far, the worst of it is kind of kept off into the water over the Gulf, but it's kind of keeps threatening us. And then it kind of gets towards the edge of the land and dissipates a little bit. But either way, just be aware, it's a little bit of a wet morning. Joining us now by phone, we have Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, you've got a, well, the headline on the item is it's about vacation rentals, but it's not really about vacation rentals per se, right?
It's not, no. And so this actually was our e-mobility ordinance that has to do with the e-bikes, the e-scooters, and so forth that the council directed. We put something back on the dais, hopefully for adoption prior to the school year starting. So at the council's direction, we had a meeting of our traffic calming committee. It was heavily attended. It was actually standing room only. And we received some really good feedback on our draft ordinance. Overall, our residents just urged a measured approach. They really appreciated the use of all of these devices and the infrastructure that's provided and said, hey, let's not, you know, go so far with our penalties and our enforcement that we're really infringing on the ability to enjoy these devices, but let's just make sure that it's all reasonable. And so that was what we did. We heard more of the same last night, which was very encouraging. Overall, very, very positive response. These are common sense things. You know, the majority of our public know that you should not be taking an e-scooter on a boardwalk or on a fishing pier, you have a confined space with a lot of individuals. So those were the conversations last night. The biggest thing is just knowing that these recreational devices are prohibited now inside Shoreline Park. So we did have our middle schoolers would take the sidewalk behind the school, and then they would be on these devices behind City Hall, which is where our public works, you know, vehicles and equipment is pulling in and out.
Yeah.
And then they would cut across the synthetic turf and across the parking lot at the community center in order to park there. And so,
well, shortest distance, right, is probably what they're thinking, not thinking about the wear and tear on the field. Right. All right.
That's right. And it's just our police department's concern and Chief Hawthorne's concern is, you know, the safety, you know, for these kids, because these vehicles can also, you know, travel up to 45 miles an hour. So now it's requiring, of course, that they stay on the Maltese pathway. And so they'll have to go on the MUP along Shoreline, you know, actually use the crosswalk. And so it gives the, you know, the police department, you know, more clarity for, you know, enforcement. And then we also talked about the education component, making sure that, you know, just that there is a plan for how to communicate that with both the kids and the parents. The short-term rental part, Andrew, has to do with if you are operating a short-term rental inside the city and you provide a golf cart or these e-bikes for use, you have to also provide a helmet in accordance with state law. So it's just making sure that you're providing a copy of that state law and you're providing helmets for use.
Okay. So I just want to make sure I heard you right. You said they're supposed to stay on the multi-use path, which, by the way, I like your phrase MUP. I think you can make that a cool thing for the kids. You can tell them to do the MUP. That can be your branding, you know, to get them to do the MUP, to stay on the multi-use path. But they have to stay out of Shoreline Park. I like the not going on the boardwalks because we don't need them bowling for people with their electric scooters. But all of Shoreline Park is also off limits now for the electric scooters, is that right? And electric bikes?
So our prior ordinance only contemplated the toy bikes because, you know, it was quite old and it already prohibited these, you know, kind of mopeds, toy bikes inside Shoreline Park.
Okay.
So now that's been expanded. The idea is if you're on a designated multi-use pathway, and you're inside the park, then that's fine because that's the connectivity from the schools, you know, to the Muppet itself. You've got to go through Shoreline Park. But if you're just in the parking lot, you know, if you're on the facilities, then that's prohibited. And so that's where we did have discussion, and you picked up on that right away, Andrew. As it relates to Shoreline Park South, we heard from parents who say, hey, my child, you know, I understand the ball facilities and the synthetic field and stuff with Shoreline Park North. But as it relates to the waterfront part of, you know, our park, which is, of course, Andrew, it's 133 acres we're talking
huge.
About. Right. One park. Right. And so they're saying, you know, we do want to make sure that the kids can continue to go to Shoreline Park South, you know, park their scooter and be able to still fish in the water and so forth. And so the council asked that our city attorney look at that, but it might just be a point of clarification. There is not a MUP in Shoreline Park South. So that means that, you know, the scooters and the e-bikes are sharing the same road as, you know, heavy boat trailer traffic and, you know, our pedestrians. And that was another conversation that came up last night during our budget workshop, Andrew. One of the grant projects that we have, costs have escalated. And so our recreational fishing grant to improve amenities at Shoreline Park South did include an extension of the old boardwalk. That is the only way you can get down the hill to the water without walking on the road and competing with all the boat traffic. Well, that old boardwalk just terminates right at the parking lot, at the boat trailer parking lot. So the plan is to wrap that boardwalk around the parking lot at the perimeter of the wetlands and then terminate at the beach by the boat launch.
Okay, yeah.
With the cost going up, then the city is now looking at having to fund that outside of the grant. And the mayor and council expressed concerns with that and said, you know, this is a very tight budget year. Bed tax is softening. Of course, we took, you know, a big hit to our CRA district with the county reducing their millage in lieu of an MSCU.
Right.
And so they said, you know, we're going to need to take a closer look at that. And so, you know, we're going to go back to Florida Fish and Wildlife and, you know, see if there's maybe something else that we can do. They were not just going to give a nod to that boardwalk extension without a harder look.
Okay. Well, no, that makes sense. And I can see how the interaction of those various concerns, particularly at Shoreline Park South, although, you know, you do give me one last idea. Not only do the MUP, but they can be Muppets when or Muppets if we don't infringe on too many. If we don't infringe on too many trademarks.
Yes.
Sam Abel, she is our city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, as always, thank you for the update. Thanks for doing what you do to keep the community growing, thriving, and safe at the same time. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Andrew.
You bet. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John,
she forgot to see you in the breeze, but I did it for her.
That's Lisa Newell.
Oh well, I was trying. Okay.
Why you got a cross brand like that?
Because you were branding, and I was like, maybe I need to see this.
Just tell them about the traffic.
All right.
Okay.
I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit. We're going to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Also, if you're on Davis Highway southbound headed toward Olive Road, seeing about a 7 to 9 minute congestion delay in that area. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I can imagine somebody listening. Did you hear what he said to John? Oh, my God, stop.
It's
We're
abuse.
Such good friends anyway.
Oh, I know.
Hey, if you need that next vehicle, you need to buy it at Frontier Motors. They've got great quality used vehicles, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 or 4 years old with, maybe, you know, maybe 10 or 50, somewhere between there, 10 or 40,000 miles, what they specialize in. Cars that are young in their life, cars that you can get, they warranty them to 100,000 miles or 10 years. Great selection, you know, good quality cars. And they get that you don't really want to be there. You don't really want to be buying a car. Nobody ever really wants to buy a car unless you're John and he's weird. Most people kind of don't look forward to this process because the process itself is so painful and annoying. And they try to work around that and, you know, make it better and, you know, make it something you actually kind of enjoy or at least don't dislike. You know, at least if they can get you to zero. Right? That's a big win for buying a used car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vibe Irie. innovative and multifaceted reggae party band from Pensacola. They play an electric selection of reggae, calypso, and trop rock hits, as well as original songs. So come on out and enjoy Pants on the Beach this Tuesday. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products, every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love driving it. It is so choice. If you have the means, I highly recommend picking one up.
Very interesting story. I had not seen this because I don't live in Arizona anymore. Thank God. I lived in Arizona for 7 years and
right?
6 years and 8 months and not a day longer. Anyway, it's a dry heat. Yeah, it's still an oven. They've had an incident in Tucson at the Air Force Base. Outside of Tucson. And this is one that you might be familiar with. Davis-Monthan Air Force Base is where they have the Boneyard.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, and you can, did you know, I've never looked at it, but do you know you can look at it on Google Earth?
Oh, yeah.
And you can just, you can browse for F-18s and F-16s.
Oh,
and
I know.
C-130s and B-1s and B-52s and
E-2s. I've even seen it in person.
Yeah,
from
I
the
didn't
fence.
Want to take the tour when we lived there. I didn't. I knew that if I took the tour and then I was stuck inside a bus with a bunch of other people because you can't get out.
Right.
That I wouldn't enjoy it. I would be more aggravated by it than anything else. But yeah, I just want to go there and shop. You know,
just start coughing and you can
spares.
Get everybody off the bus. Yeah.
But yeah, it's okay.
Oh,
so
I need some spare parts.
Now that's. Literally, I mean, like, you can look in and you can see the part where they have the F-18s, and there's a couple of former Blue Angels planes that are there, you know, if you look. Anyway, that's not the story. That's just context, okay? Story is worse than that. It's not a good story. But what you've got is there had been somebody drove into the perimeter and drove, you know, past the guards and then ran into a barricade and then was trying to back up and... got himself killed. Got himself shot by the security guards at Monthan Air Force Base. Davis Monthan. So, which is a very understandable look. We're in a heightened security situation, you know, especially after all the stuff that took place in New Orleans. They've reevaluated all this. But yeah, this happened at 2:30 a.m. local time, August 1st. Somebody was driving towards the base gate, failed to stop and identify themselves. Driving erratically, crashed into a vehicle barrier, which I don't know if you've noticed, but NAS Pensacola has some new devices up.
Oh, yes. I saw them.
They look pretty robust to me.
Very robust.
In fact, so robust that as I was driving over them, I'm thinking, don't now.
Yeah,
now.
Don't.
You know,
'cause don't.
I don't want my car flying up into the air. I'm not sure what the mechanism is, but I was uncomfortable, you know, because I thought those look like they would work. Anyway, Colonel Jose Cabrera, the 355th Wing Commander, that's where they train the A-10s. They still train the A-10 pilots, and I wish they would keep that plane. Anyway, says, we certainly regret the loss of life that occurred early this morning. Our defenders have a very difficult job and acted in accordance with their training and policy to ensure the security of the installation and safety of our airmen. The kind of thing that obviously because of our bases, whether it's Whiting or Eglin or Hurlburt or, you know, NAS Pensacola or Corey Station, you can... you know, this could happen at a place. And there have been people who, you know, not necessarily for trying to create a problem, but they're high, they're drunk, or other things happen. You know, the back gate at Whiting has been shut down for a long time because somebody drove in, right? So, things happen, right? And sometimes they don't live because it's a military base. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The Gates Foundation.
Up Periscope, sir. Up Periscope.
The Gates Foundation planning to put $2.5 billion towards women's health issues by 2030. Bill Gates says a lot of that money is going to focus on conditions like preeclampsia and menopause, which are conditions that he says have been long neglected. Russia says it's no longer subject to the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty it signed with the U.S. in 1987. Russia's announcement comes after President Trump said he was positioning two nuclear submarines near the nation and just ahead of a visit by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. And I just saw this out of the Milton Post, kind of an interesting thing here. It looks like fireworks at Santa Rosa County High School ball games may be just a memory now. The Milton Post reporting that the longstanding tradition of fireworks, which have been at Pace and Navarre football games, have now been banned by the district due to insurance issues. This comes after apparently Milton High School asked if they could have fireworks as well. A vendor, though, now planning to address the school board to ask that they be allowed to continue having them.
So Milton ruined it for Pace.
Well, of course.
By asking.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, by asking. Can we do it, too?
Great.
They're doing what?
That's great. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Again, Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road. Still seeing those delays and just congestion delays in that area. Other than that, I'm seeing no other issues. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm still kind of stuck on the brilliance of the Muppets.
I know.
I don't know why. I think that would work. Hey, if you're thinking about selling a home, buying a home, picking up a vacation rental to rent out, or, you know, moving to the beach, or, I don't know, moving from the beach, moving to the city, to the country, whatever. People move for all kinds of reasons. If you're in the military and you're doing a permanent change of station, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they just love helping people. And she loves working in the military. She frequently emphasizes working with the military and helping them out because, you know, it's kind of different. And being able to do things according to your time schedule and take care of the concerns that you have and get things timed up the right way. And, you know, I remember one time she was telling me about working with somebody that was coming here from Japan, a military, you know, and that the first time she met him was giving him their key. Like, everything was done over social media and, you know, FaceTime or whatever, and they bought a home. And she helped him buy a home. That, again, moving here from Japan. So she loves working with people, loves helping them solve their problems, get into real estate, making friends. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. What else do we have going on? Not going to do that. I'm just thinking. This is actually kind of interesting. I had sort of mentioned this before, but I want to give credit where it's due. I was watching, you know, the school board meeting where they talked about the millage increase. It is interesting because there were a couple of, really kind of good notes, at least of a sort, okay? One was from Sean Dennis. He's the assistant superintendent of operations.
Mr. Dennis, you want to tell him the same conversation you and I had today?
Yes, sir. I had a conversation with the director today, and we have, yesterday was the route bid. We had 10 routes that were not bid on, but we have enough capacity in the remaining routes to absorb those routes into existing routes. We call that washing routes. So that we are positioned where we have every route covered for the first day of school without our route managers on the road, barring influenza or some act of God that takes a few of them out. We also have 10 additional drivers in the pipeline on top of the ones that are starting. We have about 5% of our drivers will be brand new drivers the first time, the first school year this year. But we are optimistic that it looks very, very positive compared to years past.
So they have enough bus drivers, both in actuality and in the pipeline, to handle all the kids. Now, I remember Walker's comment on Friday was, well, when you have 10% fewer students over 5 years, you know, it's easier to staff all the buses. But still, I mean, for whatever reason, it's historically been this big scramble at the last minute to get all the bus routes figured in Escambia County. And I know in Santa Rosa, it's a struggle in both. What about teacher staffing? You had kind of similar outcome or similar answer?
I would just like to ask Ms. Crosstag, do we have all our teaching positions filled? We're ready. We do not have all of them filled, but where we do not have them filled, I mean, we're filling like crazy right now and getting people in. I would say this is the best we've filled in 10 years. And where we don't have that, we've got some permanent subs, some subs.
Good. I mean, that's a good outcome. I'm glad to see that we're in that situation. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. We've got a couple of events coming up. One is the 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. That's Friday, August 15th, so that's a week and a half. In the lobby of the Suter Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark. Always a very good event that we enjoy participating in. Also, Wine a Little, Dine a Lot, another Cat Country event that I wanted to invite you to. With Dine a Lot, it's a charity wine pairing gala put on by Capstone Adaptive Learning and Therapy Center. Tickets now and enjoy a culinary experience. It sounds amazing, frankly, a gourmet meal with, you know, wine tasting and sampling and pairing and education. Find out more at catcountry987.com. Of course, our sister station and Bands on the Beach, which is tonight, right? Bands on the Beach. Do we know who is this week is Unprinted. It's an empty. Do you know, John? Do you happen to know who's on for Bands on the Beach?
It's Zyre something, and I can't remember it.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's always a good show, and the price is very, very reasonable. Free.
I'm Therese Crowley. Texas Roundup. Governor Greg Abbott ordering the arrest of 50 Democrat state lawmakers who fled the state to avoid a special session over redrawing election maps to reflect 2 million new residents.
Coalition districts are not required. And so Texas has a right to redraw these lines to fully represent the desires of every voter in the state.
Democrats stand to lose 5 congressional seats. New York Governor Kathy Hochul calls it legal insurrection, but Republicans know Democrats do the same gerrymandering when they're in power. 3,000 Boeing aerospace workers on strike in Illinois and Missouri.
There's a lot of feeling of disrespect that it comes with between management and the employees. That's a fact.
Machinist Earl Schussler, they build fighter jets. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy unveils a new rule to unleash what he calls American drone dominance. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 75 degrees right now. Cloudy skies, bit of a wet morning. We'll get our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Members of the U.S. Navy and Marines are no longer allowed to patronize 2 local businesses. NAS Pensacola Commander Captain Chandra Mamasan Newman has now banned sailors and Marines from Wild Greg's Saloon in downtown Pensacola and the Faro store on Gulf Beach Highway. Base leaders finalized that decision after a vote from the base's Armed Forces Disciplinary Control Board, which cited numerous cases alleging underage drinking, drugs being distributed, and even illicit sex acts at the bar. The board said that there were numerous instances of service members obtaining drugs at both of those locations. Milton man recovering after a shark bite in the Pensacola Pass. That happened over the weekend. The victim is Chance Armand. He said he was swimming when he was bitten by a bull shark in the leg. He was taken to Sherman Cove on NAS Pensacola. The Navy Fire Department responded to that call. Former Escambia County deputy facing a lawsuit after the tragic crash that killed 2 pedestrians earlier this month. That crash happened early in the morning on July 5th when 20-year-olds Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham were struck while crossing the road in Perdido Key Drive. An off-duty deputy was behind the wheel of the vehicle involved. Cunningham's father has now filed a lawsuit against the deputy, whose identity has not been disclosed. The sheriff's office did say the deputy is no longer with the agency. A Century man is dead after a crash with a semi-truck near Atmore. That happened on Friday on Alabama 21, about 10 miles north of Atmore. Officials say 61-year-old Charles Cooper crashed into a semi-truck driven by a J-man. Troopers say Cooper was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of that crash. Well, Santa Rosa County officials aren't too happy about their federal partners trying to poach law enforcement employees. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says every 287G certified deputy in his department recently received a recruiting email from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which reportedly offered a huge signing bonus.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Wow.
Wow. We're here from the government, and we're here to help.
Johnson says the email blast was sent out to every qualified officer in Florida. Deputies that work on federal immigration cases go through a special training program and get a certification. Johnson says there were about 30 of those officers in his department. There's no word whether any of them took ICE up on the offer. The Pensacola Children's Museum is temporarily closed for renovations. The first floor gallery, which has featured the Discovery Gallery since 2012, is being renovated. The museum will be reopening this winter with a new exhibit there called Our Town. The new exhibit will allow kids to explore various aspects of Pensacola's history, including fishing, culinary arts, construction, fire safety, and the railroad. New interactive features will include the Silas Stern Schooner, the Milk Bottle Diner, and a sensory space called Calming Seas. That'll be on the second floor. The renovation was funded through a grant from Impact 100. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are actually back looking good. Seeing some delays right now on Highway 29 as you approach Burgess Highway going northbound, so just be aware of that. Other than that, that looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have more scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 70% chance of rain, high near 87. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 50% chance of rain, high near 88. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Going into Thursday, 60% chance of rain, high near 89. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 77 degrees here in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. There is some rain across the area. Of course, our next news in about 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. Your money now. Markets are up at the opening bell today. The Dow's up 100 points at 44,253. S&P up almost 3 points at 63,32. NASDAQ is actually down by about a half a point right now, 21,58. Our 10-year bond rate is up a bit at 4.22% today. Gold prices down $1.80 at $34.24.60. Silver prices up 20 cents, $37.53. And looking at crypto, it's Bitcoin's down $5.50 at $114.264. Ethereum's down about $35, $36.39. Solana's up $2. Dogecoin down, but not by much. XRP down 1 cent today. Now, the Gates Foundation pledging to spend $2.5 billion on women's health by the year 2030.
Founder Bill Gates says the money will focus on conditions like preeclampsia and menopause, health concerns that he says have been long neglected. The plan is to drive research and product development and get those products to women around the world. It's part of Gates' effort to give away his $200 billion fortune by 2045. I'm Monica Nelson.
The Boeing machinist strike is now in day two. Neither side is ready to resume negotiations just yet. The machinists union says there's currently no talks scheduled between Boeing and the union, which does represent more than 3,000 workers at three facilities in the St. Louis area. Tesla is giving CEO Elon Musk an interim pay package worth $29 billion in shares. The shares vest in 2 years, but will be forfeited if Musk wins his legal battle to get the shares from his 2018 package that was worth $56 billion. And it is 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbary Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbary Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbary Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
In your pocket. You probably have, I'm assuming. And I suppose for men, pockets, not purses, so I'm not sure how women are going to play into this question, but we'll flesh out as we go. In your pocket, you have keys and money / credit cards in some form. Billfold, money clip, loose, whatever. What else do you have in your pockets? 437-1620, 437-1620. Other than money and keys, tell me something that you carry in your pocket. And I'm actually kind of curious on, has this changed for you over the years?
This
have you used
personal.
To
I mean,
use
this is
the,
really deep.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just, I don't know.
You're
sometimes
not
I ask
take
questions
it.
I have no idea what answer we're going to get. And so this is today's question, 437-1620. Tell me something you keep in your pocket other than keys. John is putting his hand in his pocket.
I wanted to make sure that I had it today as a prop, and even though you can't see it, but I was like, they're not going to believe me if I don't have it.
I thought maybe you were looking to find out. What is in my pocket? Oh, I don't know.
Exactly.
Look at that. A thermal detonator. Huh. Interesting. All right. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Other than my keys, I have my AirPods Pro.
Oh.
Because you never know when you might need them.
Okay. All right. Oh, phone, obviously, other than your
right,
phone.
Right, that's what I'm
keys,
saying.
Keys
that's the only
and
other
money. Yeah, okay.
Essential item.
You know, it's actually not a bad question because I think a lot of people don't even carry money anymore.
No.
They just carry
I don't have
phone.
Any cash on me.
I have some, but you know, so I'm.
But you could do Apple Pay on things and, you know.
So
yeah, but if your phone doesn't work, that's why I carry a little bit of cash.
And I have a watch.
What apocalyptic scenario do you imagine in which a phone doesn't work?
Just when the towers go down, when there's, you know, tropical storm warnings.
We just
or whatever,
quit and
I
wait
just,
for it to come back up at that
sometimes
point, right?
The service
we, society
goes out,
stops
I
functioning.
Mean, yeah, so.
Okay, so you have your AirPods.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Meg, something that's in your, again, I you know, women may not have pockets.
I don't really have to do the pocket thing. However, yeah, yeah. If I were to have a pocket.
Okay, so a hypothetical.
What you said, keys, phone, but I always have at least $5, $10 bill, just one bill of cash, and then lipstick.
Okay. All right. I stopped carrying lipstick years ago. So.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I haven't seen you with it yet.
I discovered I didn't need it. My lips are naturally glossy and
beautiful.
Depends on
where I'm
luscious,
going, but typically I'll have that if I'm just, you know, going simple.
All right. So it's like the sundress question that came up before. No, sir. All right. So in my pocket, I have always, there's actually two things. So always keys, always phone, always money. Always pen or pens.
Hmm.
Always a pen.
Why?
Well, because I have a job where I need a pen, John. See, I'm holding the pen at him to prove that.
Oh, okay, because, yeah.
So
okay.
I'm emphasizing
it with a holding of the pen.
Waving it in his face.
Do you know how many times in life you need a pen and there isn't one?
No, sir.
It's all the time. It's
not me.
All the time, constantly. Or you're like, where's my pen? And you're patting yourself down. On pocket areas.
Oh, I just thought of something.
Uh-oh.
Breath mints.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go with that. Yeah.
Seriously, Tic Tacs.
No,
I'm serious.
I'm great.
437-1620. Other than money, phone, and keys, tell me something that you have in your pocket. I have one. I'm not going to share it just yet, but it's funny.
Whoa.
We'll see if we get there. Actually, don't today. I have to just check. I don't have it today. It's kind of weird. All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
You looked in your pocket, too.
I did check to be sure. But no, it's funny because I realized earlier that I didn't, and then I thought, oh, I got to go make sure that I have, and now I don't, and so I've reminded myself of my failure.
Okay.
Go on, John.
I'm just reminding you. All right. I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly. No accidents to report to you, nor any delays. It all looks good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, we've got an advertiser back on the show that have been on before, and they're back with us, and I love this company. Pelican Drones is really your go-to everything source for any kind of video services. I know that's in their name as drones, but if you need ground-based video, if you need aerial video, you know, like renting a crane is difficult to get aerial shots, so they can do that for you. But also, this is like you want to walk through a house that you want to put up for sale. You want to walk through a business that you want to show people what it is. You want to promote a sub-developing, you know, anything in that. You're selling a car and you want to show the car video on social media. What they do a lot of is social media video production. So you want to advertise your resort or the thing that you're selling or the thing that you're renting or whatever. I mean, and they've worked with Netflix and HGTV and Visit Alabama, and they do weddings and they do Blue Angel shows and the Floribama and just like anything connected with that. And here's the trick is you can rent them for an hour. You can rent them for a half day, for a day. They do ads for 6 months, all that kind of stuff. And you own it when they're done. So it's not like a lot of times video production companies, they kind of give you the end product and you don't have the raw materials. No, you want it all. Pelican Drones puts you in charge of it. Anyway, fantastic local company, pelicandrones.com on the web. 846 on News Radio 92.3. I worry that our text line is broken because I don't have any texts all of a sudden. It's kind of a weird one. Maybe I asked a question that nobody wants to answer.
I have a confession.
All right, go on.
Oh, I lied.
What?
I lied.
What,
first
Meg?
Time.
Whoa.
I did. And the reason I lied is because, I don't know, but I have to confess that I don't put anything in my pockets. I always carry lots of stuff. I carry phone, keys, hairbrush, pen, lipstick, Tic Tacs. I mean, cash.
Tic Tacs.
I love
Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs. I mean, okay. Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs?
Which is why I always have to have some kind of a small purse on me. I don't think I've ever gone out of my life and put stuff in my pockets. So there you go.
What? Ever, never?
Maybe.
No. Okay.
I always have like a little Boda bag or a little phone. They have the phone bags now where you can put stuff in there.
Well, at least she came clean.
And by the way,
on live on the air.
Well, I just have to tell the truth.
This is exactly the answer. People are texting in now, so it wasn't broken. It was just me. I asked a bad question. Although I sent a test text and we didn't get it yet, so it's weird. I don't know I think there's something squirrely with our text system right now. I have two people giving me the exact answer. Three people now giving me the exact answer that I had wondered about. Pocket knife.
Mm.
Which I think is typically a man thing. And I typically think is an older man thing. I typically think that, you know, grandpa carries a pocket knife. Dad, maybe. But by the time you're a grandpa, part of the requirement is if you got grandkids, you're supposed to have a pocket knife. And then you just can't go through TSA. You can't go to the courthouse. You can't, you can't go to see the county commission because you got a pocket knife. There was something weird in our text because they're all flooding in now. Somebody says eye drops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's on my
list. Are you a contacts wearer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have glasses.
And Kleenex. You always have some tissues.
That's the one I was going to tell you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I come.
Have to have it.
This is probably I don't know. It's TMI, it's not the most masculine thing in the world, okay? But, you know, my dad is a handkerchief guy, which I find super gnarly and disgusting, whatever. But my mom's side of the family, we're gingers, we're nosebleeders, okay? And so got in the habit a long time ago that you carry Kleenex with you.
Right.
You know, three or four folded in thirds in your back
in
pocket
case.
Just in case. I cannot tell you how many thousands of times that has come in handy for me in all kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the thing that I forgot to put in my pocket today. So I am without my Kleenex. And I feel very vulnerable.
I'm like,
well, if you're nice to me, you could borrow one of mine.
437-1620. Let's see. Pocket knife, and my and any receipts from the day. my eyesight, you're going to laugh. I thought they said chopsticks, and I was confused, and it's chapstick. Got in for new glasses, apparently. Hand sanitizer, a quality folding knife. Never walk out the door without it. Pocket knife and business cards. Mm. Oh, I don't do – that's a question for a different day, business cards. I'm putting a note. Biz cards. It's hard to talk on the radio and write a note. Let's see.
Your pen.
That I have with me in my pocket.
Got
see?
You.
In my purse, somebody says I have everything you could possibly need, except I don't carry cash and I have no credit cards. So almost everything. Now that I've retired from the military, what I keep in my pocket is my hands.
Yeah. Cute.
Get it? Because in the military, you can't do that. Yeah, it's clever. It is clever. A knife, a flashlight, a can of Zyn, Z-Y-N. And a 380 in a pocket holster. Oh, well, the gun in your pocket, sure. You know, but I usually, in the waistband, it's a little bit differently. Yeah, so lots of pocket knives. This is fascinating. Aluminum can tabs. I gather them up and eventually donate to Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, that's awesome.
A Gerber dime. What is that? A super handy mini multi-tool, it says.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, they described it. a thing of chapstick, a pocket knife. You know what I don't? Nobody has said this. And it would have been a 100% when I was in junior high and high school, and really not since. A comb. You know how you used to always carry a comb in your pocket? Mm-hmm. Does anybody carry combs anymore?
yes.
Mike Wiggins literally just walked in the door and produced for us the perfect pocket comb.
The little black one.
Coming in at a trim 3.75 inches, black, two size tongs.
My dad had one of those.
What's that, Joe? I can't hear you, Mike. What? They can't hear you. Go to the mic.
Of course, you've got
put Mike on the mic.
You've got to comb your hair for the radio show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know.
All right. Somebody says really pretty rocks, lip gloss. On Fridays, I volunteer at Pensacola Hotel for Dogs and Cats. I always have a cat comb and a laser pointer in my pocket. The rest of the week, I wear my PJs and do not have pockets. There you go. Oh, and my test text to see if things worked came in a good 8 minutes late. So perfect.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Yeah, works out great.
All right. I'm Andrew McKay.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the King of Clean.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Autumn Beck Blackledge PLLC, International Paper, and Navy Federal Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
I brought a comb.
What do we need a comb for?
Well, if we get on TV, we want to look good, don't we?
A lot of thinking, Vern.
Thanks.
Two for flinching.
John, tell me there's nobody in radio that works faster than me.
Oh, I know. I couldn't believe it.
I'm over here counting him down.
I
got a text in from somebody that said, talking about comb in the pocket reminds me of the Stand By Me scene. So I went and grabbed it real fast.
I know, and I'm going 5, 4.
He's literally counting me down. We're back on the air in 3, 2. I'm like, I got it. Oh, man. Reminds me working at the network when everything was on the, like, 1 second deadline. Oh. Just, you know, oh, we got it, just barely. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5s. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now calling for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any delays on Highway 29, 90, or 98. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Have you heard the latest health scare? I mean, advisory from the experts.
No, what is it?
You know, what it is that's making you sick and depressed and anxious and unhappy. And it's.
I'm going to need a mental health day.
Bread and pasta are killing you.
What?
Bread and pasta.
No.
A growing body of research.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, when you eat that stuff.
A growing body of research. Oh, you're making a joke about girth. Nice one. A growing body of research suggests that eating bread, pasta, and other grain products may trigger or worsen a wide range of psychological symptoms, including depression, anxiety, and even schizophrenia. What, now there's two of us that have to be worried? So experts warn...
More than two.
Andrew, technically, that's multiple personality disorder. Shut up. Nobody cares about your scientific answer. Experts warn that some people could especially be at risk with these mealtime staples... quietly sabotaging their brains every time they take a bite. The key culprit, researchers theorize, is gluten. You know, gluten ought to be a swear word. Mother gluten! Don't you think? I mean, the way it is for some people, right? It ought to be a swear word. So, or maybe paraphrasing Michelle Salzman, you know, we could just say, what the gluten?
What the Florida?
So anyway, they want you to get rid of pasta and bread and gluten-based things. And
no.
You know, okay, so if you asked me,
that's what
if
I
you
eat.
Offer me the choice, right? You can live an extra 10 years by stopping eating all bread and pasta and pizza crust and anything that's got gluten in it right now. Or you can die earlier, 10 years earlier, but, you know, be happy.
Yep, not worth it. I'm going out.
What? What's the point of an extra 10 years when you can't eat the good food?
Exactly.
That's
why I said I'm going out.
I'll take the death deal, honestly. I mean, I am being flippant about it, but I'm serious. I will trade some years of my life to be able to enjoy the food that I like to enjoy. That's fine. That's an adult choice. 437, well, that's not a good choice. You should always try to prolong your life. Should you? You know, not to get morbid, but we do have conversations about quality of life versus duration of life. Anyway, 437-1620. Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, but I'm reading a book.
No.
It's The Armchair Economist. Yeah, it's just a contrarian.
Are you bored?
No, it's a good book.
Oh,
it's really
okay.
Good.
Okay, sorry.
Having this conversation about, you know, adult choices and all. He had a thing in there, and he's got all kinds of weird ideas, okay? But here's one. He says, you know, maybe from a justice perspective, we ought to be subsidizing cigarettes.
Okay. Well, why?
I mean, the people who smoke get lung cancer. The people who get lung cancer die early, and they don't get their fair share of Social Security benefits.
Oh.
They're saving the system money by dying. Shouldn't we maybe reward them for that? I mean, they pay in all their lives, and then they, not all of them, but many of them, die and don't get to enjoy the benefits. And then, I mean, maybe if we... you start to create a bit of a perverse incentive when the government is subsidizing the reckless behavior.
Right.
You know? But you see the point, too, where you typically think, well, no, you want to put a sin tax on it to prevent them from, well, then people don't smoke, then they live longer, then they cost more money. You know, just... an economist will come up with weird perspectives.
Okay, let's keep reading the book.
All right, moving on. It reminded me of that earlier conversation we were having about the racer over who died on the Bonneville salt flats.
Right.
And, you know, to me the headline isn't, well, you know, guy dies racing fast. The headline is, guy lived a life full of risk and danger, enjoyed his life, knew what the risks were, and that caught up with him, and okay. You know? That doesn't mean it's a bad decision. Just that's the way he lived
local
his life.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.